Welcome to Open for Business, KCMX News Talk, AM 880. I'm Leslie Hayes, and in the studio with me, she's been here before, but we always like to hear new information and what she has going on, Chris Cook, President and CEO of Capiche. Good morning, Chris.
Hi, Leslie.
How are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Tell everyone, what is Capiche? Tell us all about it.
Well, Capiche works with organizations and individuals to help them become happier at what they're doing so that they're more productive and make more profits and overall just really helps the business that they're in and their personal lives.
And what kind of a difference does it make when your employees are happy as opposed to not happy?
Oh, boy. We can look at that from a lot of different ways. Think about if you are a retail establishment and you have happy employees, what kind of salespeople are they going to be? Are they going to be more helpful? Are they going to create more opportunity for sales? Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Think about if you're in a manufacturing organization and you have happy workers. The studies have shown that happy workers are 2 times as productive as unhappy workers. And they are sick 10 times less. And they stay with the company twice as long. So you start seeing some dollar figures associated with these sorts of things.
Yeah, and can you kind of explain it or lay it out where the dollars are saved, just even from the manufacturing side of a company? I mean, right there to me it's obvious, but some people maybe not. So can you kind of explain?
Well, sure. Now, let's just take sick time, for example. I know a lot of organizations really struggle with that, with having people who call in sick, 5, 10, 15, even 20 days a year. And you often wonder, why? Are they really sick? Mm-hmm. Or are they just really not motivated to go to work because they don't really like it so much? So if you had somebody who was quite happy and only called in 1 day a year, versus someone who is unhappy that called in 10 or more days a year, you can see the productivity right there would be, 10 times less.
Right.
So I don't know what that would equate to in dollars.
Probably a lot.
Depends on the pay scale, but sure. And the time that they are at work, they would be twice as productive. So, in other words, they would be doing what you're paying them to do 2 times as much as an unhappy person.
Interesting.
So you're getting double the productivity. And productivity usually equals profits when it comes down to manufacturing.
Yeah.
It equals the goods that you're selling, and that equals profits. It's a direct correlation.
And also, when an employee quits and you have to rehire and retrain, that's got to cost a lot of money, too.
You know, it costs about $3,000 for every time an employee quits and you have to hire a new one. So that really can add up, too. And think of all the time that it takes for you as a manager, not just to hire the person, but then to bring them up to speed. So there's lost time there as well. So it pays to have happy employees. And before I go too much further, I should explain what happy employees are.
Yes.
Because, you say happiness at work and people say, oh, well, who cares about that? La-di-da, they should be happy just to have a job.
Right.
And so I don't mean people with smiley faces on their desk and bobbleheads and
right, and jumping
and
around.
Little gadgets and things like that. But But happiness at work is really when somebody feels like they're achieving their potential. They feel like they're doing what they are being paid to do. They're using their strengths. They're stretching themselves. They're providing good service. And so when you're doing all of those things, how do you feel?
Good.
You feel good.
And positive. We have a caller. Let's want to see if it's a question.
Sure.
Hi, KCMX.
Yes, I had a question.
Okay.
I won tickets for tomorrow's lecture.
Yes.
Can I have somebody else pick up those tickets at the call?
Sure.
Okay.
Thank you.
Does she just give them my name and that's okay?
Yes.
All right. Thank you so much.
Bye. Okay. Well, it wasn't a question for Capiche. I'm sorry. We thought maybe that's what it was. But if you have a question for Chris and Capiche and maybe how they can help your
productivity in your business grow, you're welcome to call us, 541-772-8255. Chris is going to be here for the next 15 minutes or so. But tell us what kind of people you work with.
Well, I work with people in business mainly. You know, I work with business owners that want to see greater profits in their company. I work with leaders that want to bring their team up to the next level. And I work with individuals who want to just feel more productive and better about what they do. And so one of the questions I get often, and I was hoping that the caller was going to be asking this.
She was just looking for some tickets.
That's right. Lots of times people say, well, how do I know if my staff is happy, or how do I know if my work team is happy? You know, is there some kind of a tool I can use to measure that? And the answer is yes. There are probably many different types of tools out there for that, but I use one specifically that measures the things that drive happiness, that make people feel as though they're achieving their potential. And it's an online survey that people do, and it takes them between 5 and 10 minutes. And it measures all of the things that people need in order to feel as though they're achieving their potential at work, the things that make them feel happy at work.
I think a lot of people, like you were saying earlier, that people should just be happy they have a job. Some people have that mentality. And in this economy, I think a lot of people are happy they just have a job, and they're not necessarily in a job that is what they thought they'd be doing or on a career path, but they could still be happy doing that if it's not maybe what they're meant to be doing, right? You can still be happy.
Yes.
And can you help people find that happiness or teach them how to be happy doing those things?
Well, I can help people explore the things that make them happy when they're working and help them try and find ways to do more of that. So it's called job crafting.
Mm-hmm.
And so you help people figure out, you know, within what they are doing, what do they like, how can they do more of it, and how can they feel more productive. And when people are doing that, then, you know, it kind of rubs off on all of those around them. So helping people be happier and more productive is really going to boost the positivity of the whole organization.
We have another call. Should we answer it?
Sure.
Let's see what we got. Hi, KCMX.
Hi, I have a question that I'd like to ask.
Okay.
I'd like to know what you can do if your boss totally doesn't get it and they're the problem. Is there anything that an employee can do?
Yes, and that is a really great question, and I get that very often. Lots of times it really is the boss that's kind of creating the problem, and I, you know, hate to say that to too many bosses out there. I'd like to work with them to help them on that. But, yeah, the boss really is the one that sets the tone for everybody, and everybody really looks to the boss as an example. But if you've got a boss that really doesn't get it and is just doing things that are creating unhappiness, you can start looking within yourself again and saying, okay, do I really fit in this culture? You know, are my values aligned with the values of the company? And if so, then you can start, you know, feeling as though you're doing good things. You're doing things that are valuable.
Is there something that she can do to help everyone else? Because if she's feeling this way, probably everyone else at her work feels this way too, right?
Sure. And it's really great to have those social networks at work because it's so important to help each other through all of this. Now, there's an exercise that I often recommend to people, and it's actually one that's being used in the U.S. Army, and it's called What Went Well. They're using it in their soldier fitness training.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is that every day you sit down or, you know, reflect on three things that went well during the day. And they can be big things or they can be small things. They can be things related to work or they can be personal. But the whole point is to just recognize that things do go well for you. And in doing so, you start to see things as they're happening. You know, if you're walking around in a cloud of negativity thinking, oh, I hate my boss and this job is awful, if you can start thinking about three things every day that are going well, then it helps you recognize things as they happen. and helps you become a more positive thinking person. And that is contagious, and that's something you can share with your coworkers.
Okay, and can a person listening, maybe they feel unhappy, but they think everyone else is happy. Is there a way that they can tell if, you know, if they're just the only one?
Well, there's an individual assessment that I offer online on my website, and it's free. And it's just like the team report. The person goes on and does a 5 to 10 minute little survey, and they will get a report back saying, these are the areas that are working for you at work, and these are the areas that you need some help with. And sometimes the things that come back would be, you know, that you don't have any trust in the organization, or you're not feeling pride in the organization, or maybe you're not feeling like you're recognized for what you're doing. So that just points out to you the things that aren't working so well for you, so you can try and boost those up. So, yeah, it's really good to take your own pulse. And I encourage people to go to my website and take that. My website is capiche.us.
C-A-P-I-C-H-E.us. And I think people that own businesses or are the bosses, they may think, well, this seems like it's kind of crazy. Like, why would I spend my money on this, seeing if my employees are happy? They should be happy. They have a job, like you said. But bottom line is, it's going to save them a whole lot of money. A whole lot of money, a whole lot of productivity. It increases sales when you have happy employees. So that's what makes this so important. And it's an unusual service. Not a lot of people do this around this area, right?
Well, nobody that I know of. And if they do, I'd love to meet them and we could compare some notes.
Right.
You know what, Leslie? It's so interesting that this goes across all different types of businesses. Mm-hmm. You know, it's starting, okay, let's say you're an insurance salesperson, and that's got to be a pretty hard job,
right.
I would think.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a study done with insurance salespeople, and of the group coming in to this one company, half of them took this optimism training and the other half did not. And after the first year, the ones that had done the optimism training had 28% more sales after the first year.
Really?
That's a pretty big amount.
Mm-hmm.
But get this, after the second year, they had 58% more. So it just built, you know, the positivity built and they were on a roll.
So at least it's worth looking into, wouldn't you say? I mean,
sure.
At the very least. And you actually, you have a free team report that companies can do on your website to even find out if they will benefit from your services.
Well, actually, I do offer a free team report, and it's not on my website necessarily.
Sorry.
But people can contact me by email or through my website, and I'll work with them to get them a report. And the report, while it's free, the purpose of it is to just show you, do you really need some help in this area? Do your employees or does your team feel as though it's got what it needs to achieve its potential? You know, or are there areas that could be improved and could increase your profits and your productivity? So if you're interested in this, you can email me, Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at capiche.us, or just go on my website, capiche.us, and there's a contact me area.
Okay.
And so the report, again, would be for a team of, say, you know, between 9 and 20 people. That's about the average size of a team. And everybody would take the online assessment, and I would get a report back, and I could meet with you and show you the areas that were good and talk to you about some areas that might need some improvement. And at that point, there might be some charges. But, you know, initially, just to find out if you need any help, it doesn't cost you anything.
And there are businesses out there that don't need help, right?
There certainly are.
Yeah.
And, you know, people often will ask me, you know, what's Google doing that's so great? And what's Facebook doing? And, you know, how come these big companies are doing so well? And I say, well, don't discount the local companies in this valley that are also doing well. Mm-hmm. You know, I've met with several that are doing things beautifully. One of those companies is Pro Tools in Ashland.
Okay.
And another one is Cropper Medical, which is also in Ashland.
Hmm.
And recently I toured some companies in Merlin in the Grants Pass area, a company called Lynx, which does wireless technology, another company, Sotar, which is a raft building company.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are lots of them that are really doing it right. And the ones that are doing it right are paying attention to their employees.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a wonderful thing to witness.
And when you see these companies, and there are a few that I can think of, I won't mention them, but they're big companies around here, where it looks like the employees really are having a good time. And by that, I don't mean they're goofing off. I mean, they really are proud of what they do, and they are proud of where they work. And these are companies that other companies should emulate. And if they don't know where to begin, they don't know how to get that, that's where you come in. And you can help them achieve that success with their employees and being happy and productive at work, because it all is hand in hand.
It really is. And it's just so contagious,
mm-hmm.
you know, that once you get started with it, boy, people just take off. They love it. And it really helps. A company I worked with recently, I just spoke with the CEO, and he says, you know, even though we did this happiness work with you 6 months ago, it's still having a lasting impact. And they just went through a very stressful renovation of an office space and a move that had to happen really quickly. And you know how stressful it can be to move, much
mm-hmm.
less moving office materials and files and computers and
all
probably
of that. In a short amount of time, because you have to.
Very short mm-hmm. amount of time. And he said that the teamwork was just incredible, and that was a real result from people feeling like they're achieving their potential and being happy at work.
And you need to have, the boss has to have an open mind to this too, right? Because you're going to give them some help and you're going to give them ideas and ways to change it. They have to be open to doing those things.
Of course.
Yeah.
You know, you can't make anybody change.
Mm-hmm.
And so I look for organizations where the leadership is enlightened and where they really are looking to try new things to increase productivity and profits. You know, there's a lot of things out there that really don't do that. You know, there's some old school type things like employee engagement and job satisfaction. You know, those things were developed back in the days when it was kind of a command and control method of management. And today it's a much leaner organization. And so those sorts of things really don't matter so much. Employees can be engaged and not happy.
Right.
And if that's the case, they're probably looking for another job, you know,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, a lot of people are self-motivated and they are there to get the job done. It doesn't mean they're happy. And if they're not happy, they're going to be looking and you're probably going to be losing them.
And if you have some great employees, but the overall feeling in the workplace is of unhappiness, maybe other people aren't happy, those positive workers are going to move elsewhere looking for that, wouldn't you say?
Of course.
And that's going to hurt your business too.
Mm-hmm.
So now we kind of touched on a few, but what different types of organizations can you help? I mean, everything, right?
You know, I hate to say I can help everybody with everything, but, you know, honestly, if you're looking to increase your productivity and performance and profits, and you want to take the time to look at your employees and help them grow personally, then yes, I can help you. And the companies I work for are typically, you know, those with 5 employees or more, and it can be up to any size. You know, I work with work groups or teams. I don't work with mass amounts of people.
Okay.
Because people interact with certain teams during the day, and that's where the feeling of potential being achieved happens, and that's where the feeling of the social networking happens.
Okay. So take advantage of this free team reports. Anyone can do it. You can find out exactly where your business stands as far as the happiness of the employees, the potential that you're receiving. I mean, everyone can do better. Everyone's business can do better as
right.
far as making money. So if you feel like this is something that could help you out, and I think a lot of you, it probably can, you can contact Chris, capiche.us, or give your email. I know it's at on your website, but give your email again.
It's chris@capiche.us. And I also invite you to come to my website and visit the blogs that I do. I post blogs about once every week or 2 weeks, and the one I just posted one last night, and it was about cross-functional teams and how to get cross-functional teams working well together. So I do enjoy blogging, and I do love to have people visit and make comments on my blog, so I do invite you to do that.
Okay. Happy employees make for a happy boss and a happy business, right? And happy customers.
And more profits.
And that's what it's all about. No matter what anyone says, we all want more profits.
That's right.
It's the bottom line, and Capiche can help you get there. That free team reports, find out more about it, capiche.us, or more about Capiche in general. But you could be experiencing much more productivity and profits in your business. It absolutely can be done, and Chris Cook can help you. Thank you so much. Did we get everything covered?
Oh, I don't know if we could ever get everything covered, Leslie.
But that's why you can contact Chris on your own. Capiche.us. She can help you too. We'll have more Open for Business coming up. Chris, thank you so much.
Thank you, Leslie.